It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're going to try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Yeah, we're back on the air with Swap Shop. You're listening to Glenn Coble, and as always, we encourage you to call Swap Shop. The phone number here is 740-383-9944. And, you know, you can sell anything you want to, with the exception of things that require registration, like automobiles and guns and houses and, you know, that type of thing. But we'd be glad to take your tchotchkes, as I like to call them, and get rid of them for you. Also, I encourage people that are having garage sales and that sort of thing, you can call in and tell us your location, and we'll announce your garage sale. A lot of them will be starting tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and sometimes Sunday, and we'd be glad to put those on the air. Now, I understand we won't have a whole lot of phone calls, and don't feel sorry for me. We have plenty of trivia that we're going to talk about, and also I'm going to give you a lesson in Ohio civics. Many of our schools don't teach civics anymore, so we're going to talk about civics, all right? We're going to talk about the makeup of our government and that sort of thing, and won't get political, I promise. It'll be straight BS about about Ohio and about about things that you'd be political things, but not things involving politics. Things like, the first question is, what is the oldest city in the United States? So we'll do that sort of thing. And we'll actually, if you want to call in and answer my questions, I will give you some of them. I will say, well, you give us a call, and you've got 3 to 4 minutes to call in, and I'll give you 3 or 4 minutes. The only thing we give is a pat on the back, real pat on the back, you know, an electronic pat on the back, and an attaboy. We'll give you that. That's what you win if you get the answer on these. And we'll go through those. And if you do have an item you'd like to sell or an event that you'd like to talk about, 740-383-9944. What a great morning it was with Fred Malone. Fred did this was one of our better interview times. We also, next week on Thursday, we'll have James Anderson, who is also a terrific interview. We're going to try and get another gentleman on that you've already heard on this station, but he hasn't been on my show, and I'll let you know a little later who that's going to be, if we can get him on here. We try to educate our listeners. Now, my show on Wednesday afternoon is called a Progressive Life, and that's more of a political discussion than it is, an open mic type thing. But Wednesday morning, I'm with Scott, and Scott and I do a on-the-air program where we talk about everything. And that's kind of what we're doing on Thursday, except for I'm bringing guests in because you get real tired of trying to. If you pick my brain, it won't take very long. So we're gonna try and continue to get more and more interviews that will educate you about the world that we live in. All right, today, like I said, we're gonna do some stuff on General Civics and also Ohio Civics. And I'm going to read you a thing that I found about the origination of Marion, because it's kind of interesting. Marion was laid out in 1822 and is named for in honor of General Francis Marion. Marion was one of the Ohio major industrial centers in the 1970s, as many of you who lived here know. We had products like the steam shovel. We also are famous for the crawler that carried the astronauts and, carried the shuttle. The rocket that went up carried it out to the launch pad at what, 1 or 2 miles an hour? Not very fast. It wasn't built for speed, it was built for strength, right? Also, products of Marion include helping with that steam shovel company, Marion Shovel, Marion Power Shovel, it was called, helped build the Panama Canal in the 60s. NASA contracted with the Power Shovel to do that crawler that we talked about for the Saturn V rockets, which if you watched movies on TV, especially the old movies, you won't see the crawler, I don't think, but those Apollo movies that are on there, they were all moved out to the launching pad by a product from Marion. In 1911, 80% of the nation's steam shovels and heavy-duty earth-moving equipment was manufactured here in Marion, Ohio. Now, there's something to be proud of, right? Did you know that? Well, also, another thing about the city is it's a rail center. It was a rail center for CSX and Norfolk Southern. And it's, you know, we build cars here. It's been a center of, you know, of grain. That's why it's such a good place to have rail go through. The rail goes in several different directions, and it enables rail from the East Coast to go west, slipping down under the Great Lakes and going south of Lake Erie. That's why there is so much rail in this area. And it was very convenient, especially for the popcorn and corn and soybean products. ConAgra was here, Wyandotte Snacks, General Mills. General Mills is a little bit over to the east and north of us. ConAgra is right here in town, was right here in town, and Wyandotte Snacks is still here in town. Therefore, there were lots of rail, and rail kind of led towards Whirlpool, the Whirlpool Corporation moving to the area, because they could put their dryers right on train cars that were rolling right by the Whirlpool station, or the Whirlpool factory. And Whirlpool was actually initiated in Benton Harbor, Michigan. I've raced sailboats out of Benton Harbor, Michigan. Beautiful area. Not the highest rent district on the along the coast of Lake Michigan. It's suffered some hard times with industrial stuff leaving the area, just much like we have. Whirlpool is the largest manufacturer and largest employer in the area. Nucor Steel is also here in Marion and employs several people. And that's kind of the stuff that we have. And we're going to do a few questions about what made Marion interesting. Now, several of these questions, and it's not just Marion, but Ohio, some of these questions we've asked before, but I thought, I'll pound them into your little brains, right? And if you have an answer, don't forget the phone number here, either for to answer the trivia question or to advertise something that you'd like to advertise on Swap Shop. The phone number, you ready? You got your pencil ready? Get it out. Bring that pad of paper over. Okay, you got it? 740-383-9944. And you are listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1. And we stream worldwide. You know, I've had listeners that have called me from North Carolina, California, Florida, where else? New York. Well, I've had other listeners, and I can't remember right off the top of my head where they're from. We ought to get one of those maps of the United States and put little pins in where people have called from. I'm too lazy. I'm not going to do that. They don't pay me around here, right? All right. The first question, I mentioned it when we went on the air, was the oldest city in the United States. Do you know what the oldest city in the United States is? It's not Philadelphia. No. The oldest city in the United States, and I visited this city. It's a beautiful city. St. Augustine. It's down in the northern part, northeastern part of Florida. And it's got a beautiful location. It's hard to get to. I think Route 1 goes through it, and there's probably an interstate that goes across, but it just seems to be a little hard to get to. But St. Augustine was the very first and the oldest, well, not the very first city, but the oldest city that is currently a city here in the United States. Do you know what the most populated state in America is? No, the first thing I thought was maybe New York. Wrong. I should have known this. My son lives there. California. And the reason, California is about the size of maybe three European countries. So they have, and right now, unfortunately, they have a lot of fire going on out there. My son lives in Ojai, which is about an hour and a half north of Los Angeles, and it's he's about 20 miles from the ocean. They had the big fire, and I can't remember what the name of the fire was 2 years ago that was the biggest fire at the time, was the biggest fire that they had had in California, and it went all around the city of Ojai. Andrew said they could sit out on their porch, and well, they could go outside and look up into the mountains around them, and all around them there they could see licks of fire coming up over the mountains, but it never came down into Ojai. They were very well, it did, but it was a non-inhabited area of Ojai. So but all that area burned around them, so there isn't much fuel there right now, so they're feeling pretty lucky about the fire stuff that's going on right now out in California. But Mom and Dad still worry about them. We called them, 3 days ago, 2 days ago, just to make sure that they're okay. Anyway, California is the most populated state in the United States. Now, did you know who the first inhabitants of the Ohio area were? I'm pretty sure you won't know this. Ohio was first inhabited by the Clovis, C-L-O-V-I-S, culture of the Paleo-Indian period in 13,000 B.C. Yeah, so who knows? There may be some skeletons under us that are 13,000 years old. Those were the people that first lived here that we know of. There might have been people back in the 50,000 B.C., but we think the first inhabitants were of the Clovis culture of the Paleo-Indian period in 13,000 B.C. Wow, that's a long time ago. I know there are some people that don't believe the world is that old, but that's pretty much proven, all right? And I was just trying to figure out, I think somewhere in here it tells me how we got our name. Here it is. Ohio is derived from the Iroquois word Oyo, Oyo, O-Y-O, which means great river, and we have one. I really enjoy it. My wife and I used to live down in Athens when I was assistant athletic director down at OU. I used to enjoy driving from Athens to Charleston, West Virginia, because we'd get to cross over the mighty Ohio River. And it's pretty wide down there, and every time I go across it, I enjoy looking at that giant river. Now, I don't want to go swimming in that giant river. I've heard about some of those snapping turtles and some of those giant sturgeon or whatever they are that are... I'm not a big fan of critters. I'm a fan. I just don't want to be with them, all right? And we've talked about that before. Anyway, okay, let's see if I can find a question that we can give you 3 minutes to call in with an answer. Let's see. Are you ready? Don't forget, the phone number is 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. All right. Let's see what I'll tell you the answer to this question here in a couple of seconds, but... trying to find something about, I know. Now, actor and comedian Bob Hope was born in London, England, but when he was very young, I think 4 years old, he moved to the United States and grew up in what town? Do you remember what town he grew up in? Bob Hope grew up in a town in the United States and is pretty much known as his hometown. What is the name of that town in the United States? It's not a little town, but it's not the biggest town either. That apparently rules out to Columbus, right? Okay, so if you've got that, give us a call. If you know the town, we'd be glad to give you an attaboy, all right? Let's continue on. Let's see. Did you know that the boundaries and the Constitution for Ohio were approved by Thomas Jefferson in 1803? That also, and I happen to know this because I worked at OU, that was the first year that OU was open down in Athens, 1803. This is kind of an interesting story. There was a little snafu that went on, and even though they were considered a state in 1803, it wasn't officially granted statehood till 1953. Dwight Eisenhower signed a backdated Ohio admittance thing. They were admitted to the Union officially in 1953, even though we list our beginning of the state as 1803, but we didn't really officially get granted statehood until 1953. Pretty amazing. Someday I'm going to look up how many states were added to the Union between 1803 and 1953. Now, if I recall correctly, when I was growing up as a young lad, most of the time, when I was a very young lad, which would have been 1953, we always had a 48-star flag. So my guess is Alaska and Hawaii were added since then, but which were the ones that were added between 1803 and 1953? That would be all the rest of the states, right? Holy mackerel. All right, we're still waiting to find out. What are we waiting to find out? I've lost my mind. Anyway, we'll go back. Marietta was the very first settlement founded in the state of Ohio. Marietta, by the way, was named for Marie Antoinette of France, and it was founded in 1788 as part of the Northwest Territory. If you remember your civics, which nobody has anymore, that's what was Ohio and, well, Indiana and Kentucky, all that area was part of the Northwest Territory. All right. I've lost myself here. Oh, do you know what the smallest county by population is? It's down by Athens. I knew very few people from this county, even though my son, both my sons and my daughter, played against teams from this county. But the smallest county is Vinton County. There are only 13,000 residents of the entire county. Just for information, Marion has, 65,000? But there are only 13,000 residents of Vinton County. Vinton County is down by Athens. As a matter of fact, it borders on Athens. It's to the southwest of Athens, north of Meigs, I believe, and just south of Logan County, I believe. Not Logan County, yeah. Well, anyway, it's southeast of Athens. All right, let's go back here and back to the civics lessons, right? All right, Shirley Chisholm became the first black woman elected to the U.S. Congress. What year was that? We'll let you call in on that one as well, since we're not getting an answer on the other one. If you know the answer to when Shirley Chisholm became the first black woman elected to the U.S. Congress, what year was it? All right, we'll let you answer that. I'll give you 3 minutes. We'll give you the answer to that. I've already lost the first question. I'm trying to go back and find it. I think we had this question on before, what is the state bird? And everybody seems to know that the cardinal is the state bird of Ohio. It can be found in all, how many counties do you think we have in Ohio? We have 88 counties in Ohio. And the cardinal can be found in every single one of them. But, you know, it's not the only state that the cardinal is the state bird of. It is also the state bird for 6 other states: Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, North Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia. You know, we have 88 counties, and I just happened to notice this. Ohio has 88 counties. We think of Ohio as a medium-sized state, not small. But Texas has 254 counties, and Delaware only has 3 counties. So we're somewhere in the middle, right? 88 counties. All right, but the cardinal is our state bird and found as the state bird of 6 other states: Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, North Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia. All right, we're still waiting for somebody to call in on that question that I had asked about when Shirley Chisholm became the first black woman elected to the U.S. Congress. What year was that? Yeah, I know. I didn't remember it either. And it was a big year in my life. I'll tell you what. I was involved in a huge protest that year. I joined the Army in that year. What else? I got married the following year. I proposed in that year. Okay, does that give you enough hints? Well, I'll give you another minute. So call in if you know the answer to that. All right. I think I asked this question before as well. The Ohio flag is the only non-rectangular flag in the U.S. It's what they call burgee-shaped. Burgee, I believe, I know the shape of Burgee from when I used to race sailboats. There were Burgees that we flew. Here we go. Maybe we've got an answer. Hang on. You're on the air. This is Glenn. How can we help
you?
Glenn. Hi.
I think Bob Hope, I believe, grew up in Cleveland, didn't he?
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Give yourself a pat on the back and an attaboy.
And Charlie Chisholm must be around 1970 then.
You're close.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the answer since we're almost out of time on that one anyway. It was 1968.
Okay.
Yep.
And Logan is not in Logan County.
Yes, yes,
yeah,
you're right.
I don't know if it's Muskingum or what it is down there.
Yeah,
but Logan County's over Bell Fountain.
As soon as I said that,
Logan
I thought,
County.
You dummy. It's like with Fred Malone this morning, I said that Ulysses S. Grant was the vice president under Lincoln. And as soon as I said it, I knew I was wrong.
I knew Johnson was.
Yeah. Yeah, that's correct.
All right.
Thanks, and you get the attaboy for today. Bye-bye. Good answer. Thank you very much for calling in and getting me off the hook there, all right? Especially about Logan. I knew that was wrong as soon as I said it. I was a pretty good civics kid. I really enjoyed civics. But I don't have the greatest memory of all times. So, yes, Shirley Chisholm was the first black woman elected and she was elected in 1968. And, yes, in fact, Bob Hope moved from England to Cleveland, Ohio, and lived there, and that was considered his hometown. So thanks for the call. All right, you're listening to Swap Shop. We have no swaps yet, and I'm not going to count on a whole lot of swaps. By the way, we do have one right in the Richland Road Church of Christ at 535 Richland Road in Marion, Ohio. They're going to be having a food bank and clothing giveaway this coming Saturday, September 19th at 9 a.m. So if you're in need, and there are a lot of us that are in need for both either food or clothing, they're having a giveaway. It's not, it's not something you got to go pay for at the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road in Marion. That'll be this coming Saturday on the 19th at 9 a.m. One of the things that I'm trying to keep people aware of is when the election is, because we've all got to get out there and do our political duty and vote, right? Whether you vote by mail or even in person or however you're going to vote, make sure you know how you're going to vote. My little phone tells me we have 46 days, 11 hours, and 17 minutes and 3 seconds until voting day, all right? You'll see on TV, if you're watching the news, they'll say there's 47 days till election. Well, it's really 46 days, 11 hours, and 16 minutes. So, almost as important on that date, or for that date, is the Inauguration Day. I have a hard time saying that word. And that's January 20th in 21. And that's 124 days away. That's whoever gets elected president will be inaugurated as the president on the 20th of January. So President Trump will be the president until that day, right? Another one that I've looked up, and I've got these on my phone so that they remind me. This is an important day to me. There are a lot of people that poo-poo this particular thing, but I love it. The Popcorn Festival. And it's going to be in 356 days. I missed it this year. We live not too far from the start of the parade route, and I missed it this year. I really did. All right. Well, we'll close the phone up. It's done its duty for the day. Let's go back and check out some other Ohio trivia. Do you know who created the 50-star pattern on the U.S. flag? It took some creativity, didn't it? What was the person's I guess you'd call it vocation. What was the person doing in his or her life when they created the 50-star pattern for the U.S. flag? And I can remember when that happened. As a matter of fact, I buried a little time capsule of my very own. I know where it is. It's probably not there anymore because I put it in a glass jar. It's probably been crushed by the weight of the dirt above it that I covered it over with. But I put, when that happened, I put, in what year was that? What did I say earlier? 52? Whenever it was. Anyway, I put it in a jar and buried it. I'll tell you more about that story after we go to the phone.
Oh!
I got to turn you on here before pushing that up or we squeal a little. This is Glenn, and how can we help you?
Hi, Glenn.
Hi.
I think the kid that did it was a high school senior.
You're absolutely right, a high school senior.
Yeah.
How?
That I forget if it was maybe back when Charlie was still there that he had mentioned that. You know, and you know, initially it was a, well, I think a history project that he got a B on.
He got a B on it.
but then his teacher changed it to an A.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, let's see. You went in what? Mount Vernon or Newark or
it was. It doesn't tell me in my book,
yeah,
but
yeah, it was or Newark, one of those two, right over
yeah,
there.
It wasn't too far from Columbus. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Now, do you remember the 48 star flag?
Oh yeah.
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 That was pretty symmetrical.
Real symmetrical. Yeah. This one, I sit and think and think. How did he come up with that?
Yeah.
So, I'm still not sure how many rows of. Different stars are on.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to look into that.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I can pull a flag up and count them. But
we always knew before it was 8x6, you know.
Yeah. So, we all know that there are 13 stripes.
Oh, 13
but are there more red? Or
a while. Yeah, I think it starts out red.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. There, you know, one time there was a flag, I think it was up to 17 stripes or something.
Oh,
like
I'm going to have to look that up. I didn't know that.
And then they decided, now we're going to go back to keeping it the original 13
yeah,
colony.
That's the most logical, sure. And it makes the flag a nice shape.
It looks nice. It's a nice looking flag.
It is a good looking flag. Yep. All right, well, thank you, and you get the attaboy.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Yes, whatever. What is that, the lady? Yes, there is a Santa Claus. What is that? What is the little girl's name that he says, yes, surely there is a Santa Claus? It's not Shirley. If you know that, give me a call, because I was trying to think that the other night, and my wife couldn't remember either. I think it was from Christmas on 34th Street or whatever that thing was. Anyway, if you know that, give us a call. I'll give you another attaboy, all right? Yeah, it was a high school senior from the area, not the immediate area, but fairly close to here, that designed the 50-star pattern for the U.S. flag. And our caller just said he got a B for it. And yet we've been looking at it for lots of years and revering it for lots of years. But it's nice that his teacher changed that to an A. I think that's the best thing he could have done. All right. What am I looking for here? Oh, we got a phone call. Let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you? Yes, okay.
I think it was Yes, Virginia.
Yes, Virginia. Thank you. Yeah. It was Yes, Virginia. You get two attaboys for the day. All right. Bye-bye. Yes, Virginia. Boy, I'm glad I know that. Now I won't. I lost a little bit of sleep trying to remember what that was. Yes, Virginia. There is a Santa Claus. Now I've got to remember why I was trying to figure that out. I was going to give somebody a really smart answer on Facebook, and I couldn't remember that. So, and when I say a really smart answer, I mean a really sarcastic answer. all right. Let's go on. Let's see. Oh, this was crazy. If you don't know the answer to this, you shouldn't be an American. What state is the Liberty Bell located in? Well, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, it's in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Have you seen it? There is a crack in it. I think they still can ring it, but there's a big crack and it's been patched with some sort of key that they put in there to keep the two sides from separating or something. But yes, Liberty Bell is located in Pennsylvania. And if you don't know the answer to that, shame on you. Have you ever watched these television shows where they go out and they ask college seniors questions that everybody and his brother should know the answer to, and they only get like 30% of the college seniors know the answer to? Maybe we ought to bring more civics back into our education. Some schools still do teach a form of civics, but I suppose most schools teach a form of civics, but it's not a course anymore where you learn the three houses or the two houses of the Congress and the executive branch and the judicial branch and all that stuff. There isn't so much of that going around anymore. I guess we decided that reading, writing, and arithmetic was more important than that sort of thing. I still think we should teach PE in high school. Maybe we wouldn't be all us fat people. And I say us. I know that I'm not a skinny person anymore. I was very skinny until a certain pizza company came out with a pizza buffet. And my job was right across the street from that pizza place. It's a national pizza place. And it's some sort of hut. I'm really mad at them. I went from being about 180 pounds to over 200 pounds. And not too long either. It was not good. All right. Now, if I had gained that weight when I was playing football, I would have liked it, but I gained it after I was playing football. I was probably one of the smallest middle linebackers you ever saw. Well, not in high school. I've seen a lot of small middle linebackers in high school. As a matter of fact, I used to broadcast for Marion Catholic, and there were some pretty small kids that played on the Marion Catholic team. Lovely, strong-willed, good young men, but there were some pretty small kids. There were only, 20, 21 kids that played on the team, which made it difficult if you got any injuries, but it was great fun. I miss broadcasting football for Marion Catholic. Now, I've broadcasted football for other schools, but Marion Catholic had kind of a warm spot in my heart because the kids had to work so hard to even compete, and they did sometimes. This is kind of interesting, and I think this statistic was taken from either the 2010 census or the 2000, what was it? There was a subsequent census, like 2015 or 2016, somewhere around there. Cleveland's population reached its peak in 1950. When it was 914,808 people. Boy, they got that one down to the nub, didn't they? Nearly 2.5 times its size now. Now, I'm not sure if that size now has not grown a little bit again, but in 1920, it was the fifth largest city in the United States, Cleveland was. And now Cleveland's not even the largest city in Ohio. Columbus is. Columbus is the 15th largest city in the U.S. And the claim is that there was 850,106 people when this was taken. I think that's a little low now, but Columbus still is one of the largest cities in the U.S., and 15th largest would be pretty close. And it is ahead of Cleveland, which is the 51st largest city, and Cincinnati, which is the 66th largest city. I would have thought both of those places were higher on that list, but apparently not. Now, to be clear, all three of those cities, the population is doesn't include the metropolitan area. The people that live in Worthington think of themselves as living in Columbus. So the metropolitan areas are much bigger than that, and so we have to make sure you know that. We don't want to belittle these cities. They are very large cities. If you like large cities. Now, see, my wife hates large cities. It's not that she hates the city. She hates the driving. And I guess I understand that. And as I get older, I got so I didn't really like driving around Columbus, but I had my eyes fixed and the cataracts were taken out. And boy, oh boy, I can drive a lot better now. thank you, doctor, for clearing that up for me. I still have to wear glasses, though. I still have a little bit of farsightedness, but I can see pretty well now. What is the longest river in the United States? Now, I know what you're thinking. It's not the Ohio River. I would have thought it was the Mississippi River. It's not. It's the Missouri River, which dumps into the Mississippi River, if I remember my geomorphology well enough. But the Missouri River is the longest river in the United States, and it's out there in the true Midwest. It's mid in the Midwest. It's right in the middle there. Do you know whose face appears on the Ulysses S. Grant $50 bill? Do they still make the $50 bill? I'm not sure if they still mint it. But I know what the face is. It's Ulysses S. Grant, which we learned from Fred Malone this morning what his name really is. And I'll be darned if it didn't slip my brain. All right. All right. Now, we had I was going to say it was a presidential pronunciation. It was a presidential speech in this particular state when he gave his speech in Mount Rushmore. What do you think the name of that state is where Mount Rushmore is? If you've seen Mount Rushmore, it's kind of impressive. If you read about it, it's even more impressive how dangerous it was and how many men lost their lives. They had to blow up stuff while they're hanging from a swing out over the face of Jefferson or Lincoln or whatever. Anyway, it's in the state of South Dakota. All right, here's one. Since we're almost at the end, I'll give you 2 minutes to call in with the answer to this. Which state was the last to join the U.S.? The last state to join the United States. Now, they're talking about having Washington, D.C. become a state. That would be interesting. And also, there's someplace else they're talking about that might join as a state. Puerto Rico. Now, if either one of those, they will be the last. But right now, what was the last state to join the United States? We'll give you 2 minutes. That's all you got because I'm down to the last 2 minutes of the show. I won't even give you 2 minutes. I'll give you 1 minute if you want to call in, and we'll give the answer over the air. All right. Now, this is kind of interesting because this is a double whammy. The question is, what is the address of the White House? Well, the answer that they give on here is 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. But I'm not so certain that the name hasn't officially been renamed. The street hasn't been officially renamed to Black Lives Matter Boulevard. If that's correct, then the answer to this would be 1600 Black Lives Matter Boulevard as opposed to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I don't know how I can find the answer out to that. I'll look it up when I get home. What do you think? All right. True or false, Barack Obama was the 43rd president of the United States. Now, that wasn't that long ago. You ought to remember this, right? Because you know what the Trump was what number? Because we see that in the news all the time now.
This is WWGA.
Have a good day.
107.1 FM.
He was the 44th.
Your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National.